Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And we are off. You know what time it is, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for being with us as we are live across the country and headed towards the weekend. I'm Michael Jenkins. My partner in crime is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our final hour, we'll take a look back at what we saw last night on Thursday Night Football. The Seahawks escaping against the Cards with time running out. In 20 minutes, we'll tell you our favorite football plays of the weekend when we pick six. Then we wrap things up at 8:40 with our official plays and the Donkster as well. Welcome to our audience on Stadium. Always great to have you with us as we stream our final hour. Also streaming on X as well. Hello to you guys. Guys, if you want to find us online and stream, just go to the Bally Sports Live app along with YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and other platforms. Before we get to last night in the desert, how about an update in golf?
Will it be the U.S. team?
USA! USA! USA!
Or the European team? Here's your Ryder Cup update.
Homer.
USA! USA!
Okay. Alternate shot format this morning at Bethpage Black. Underway, currently Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas. One up through three over John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henry. All square with Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. And then Rory and Tommy Fleetwood. One up through one over Colin Morikawa and Harris English. We keep saying this is a big weekend, and it's not just because of college football and the NFL. The Ryder Cup is a massive event in golf. It means so much to players on each side, and this is going to be great TV.
Yeah, I think that's why it is such thrilling television, just because you know it means a lot to the players. It is absolutely personal. Like, the guys get up for this. And I know that there was a bit of a debate on, you know, if the players should be paid. I think it was Patrick Cantlay who was like, we need to be paid for this. You're like, shut up. Just play for your country. So this year they're like, hey, we'll pay you, but all the money has to go to a charity. So I don't know if that was Patrick Cantlay's goal in all this, but they are paying them this year to their charity.
Can I ask you, is Jake up, your husband? Birthday week for Jake. He gets to do whatever he wants. He loves golf. Is he up early this morning? I bet he is.
I do not know. I have not meandered down there, but it's not going to shock me if he's awake, because he wakes up early for the Masters, for the Open, probably for this, because I know this is his favorite tournament, so it would not shock me.
And we see the odds on the screen right now. You can actually place a bet on top score at the Ryder Cup. Scottie Scheffler is plus 250, Bryson DeChambeau plus 550, and Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele each at 7-1. So if things evolve, we'll have another update for you in our final hour. Until then, it is back to football we go, Chelsea, where last night in the desert had a pretty good one. Slow start for the Cardinals, and they rally late, but they still come up short against the Seahawks. 23-20 the final as Seattle wins it. The Seahawks laying a point and a half there. Minus 125 on the money line, and the under hits by the hook. 43 points, the total set at 43 and a half. Seattle striking early in the first quarter.
From the 16, good protection, man, open court, touchdown, A.J. Barner, the tight end.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. Seahawks on top 7-3. That lead extends to 20-6 in the fourth quarter. Then the Cardinals come back. Marvin Harrison Jr. catches a 16-yard touchdown pass. Amari DiMercato, a 7-yard touchdown catch with just under 3 to play. But the Seahawks calmly march down the field. Jackson Smith in Jigba catches a 22-yard pass from Sammy Darnold to set up the game-winning field goal.
From 52. The kick wobbles, but makes it through. And the Seahawks win it at the gun.
Yes, they do. Jason Myers from 52 yards away. Seattle head coach Mike McDonald asked about his kicker when it was over. And he says, quote, "I've seen this guy play golf. He's a stud. I knew he was going to make that kick." Arizona made it interesting, but ultimately, Seattle moved to 3-1.
Yeah, absolutely. It felt like a game that should not have been this close, and there was a missed field goal in there. There were some weird turnovers, but Seattle looked like the much better team. And I think I've lost a lot of faith in Arizona, and maybe they do deserve some credit for putting together a great second half of football, but still, the first half was so bad. It felt very symbolic that their uniforms looked dirty, because that's what it looked like we were watching in the first half. Just dirty, sloppy football. But Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. at least looked better in the second half. Marvin Harrison Jr. feels like he turned a bit of a corner there. When he caught that touchdown pass and he was kneeling in the end zone, you could tell that big sigh of relief. But let's talk about the winners, because at the end of the day, no matter how close it is and no matter, you know, how many points you left on the table, going on the road and winning on a short week is still a big win in the NFL. So congratulations to the Seahawks.
Yeah, what do you think about the Seahawks? I'm coming around on Seattle. I think they're one of those teams that is not in the top tier of the NFL. I think that's pretty clear. But they're falling into that category of kind of a dangerous team. I think they have the potential to get better as the season goes on. Their defense is very solid. Kind of got a little lackluster late, but that's what Mike McDonald is known for, those defenses. And then offensively, there's still a lot of things they can clean up, but once again, Sam Darnold is proving, at least through four games, that he has been worth that contract he signed during the offseason, 3 years, $100 million. And we're also seeing Jackson Smith in Jigba. Like, what a weapon he is, because he was completely quiet in the first half, didn't have a single catch, I believe. And then in the second half, he just explodes and really comes through late with a pass that he said from Sam Darnold was perfectly positioned outside shoulder, had to be there because the corner was in front of him. So those two doing some work late, and because they're still developing that chemistry, that's a connection that can get more productive as the season goes on.
Well, I mean, it was productive in the first three games of the season. JSN had the second most receiving yards of any receiver in the NFL. So it's wild to me. I don't know if there was a strategy there, but it does say something about Sam Darnold, where he can lead his team to like a big first half, you know, lead without his number one receiver. You know, like, I don't know if it was the game plan. I don't know if he just wasn't open. But still, Sam Darnold has shown the ability to spread the football around. And I think that is a hallmark of a good quarterback, where you're not too reliant on one player. And we saw that last night. But I do think this team is going to be in a good position to win a lot of football games. When you have a dependable veteran quarterback, who I think we can put that moniker on, Sam Darnold, you know, by this stage of the game, maybe he's not going to be dependable in the playoffs, because I do think that he needs to prove that to us, because we remember that debacle last year. But as far as the regular season goes, when you have a defense like this that can stymie the run like they did last night, and I understand like yards per carry was not as great last night because Kyler Murray had some big runs. He averaged 8.2 yards per carry, but overall, this team only rushed for 89 yards on the ground. That's a good starting off point for your defense. And when you have Sam Darnold, who can get the job done, I think this team has a good chance to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I think so as well. And out west, I don't know how I feel about the Niners. I'm not I'm not on the Niners. I mean, Brock Purdy returns this week, and yes, Christian McCaffrey is still playing, but they lost Nick Bosa for the season. They're just, I feel like, terminally injured. Every time I look at the Niners, I'm like, who got injured this week? Who got injured this week? Who got injured this week? Like, that's just kind of been their story over the past couple of years, so I don't really trust the Niners. The Rams, I think, are very good. But this is a winnable division for Seattle. I still think L.A. is the call. I'm not someone who believes in Arizona, but Seattle has been a little surprising. And also, I think that whenever you're out west, unless you're doing huge things, you kind of fly under the radar. But I just think there's a lot to like for a team that, you know, when we talk about Darnold and, you know, Smith and Jigba and the coaching that they have and the defense that they have, there are some pieces there that if they continue to play like they played, then I think they're going to be a real factor. What about the Cardinals? What do we make of Arizona? I feel like every year I feel the same about Arizona, which is, you know, it's the Cardinals. They'll win some games. They'll lose some games. Kyler will give us some highlights, but he really won't elevate to that top tier. I feel like this is the story year in and year out for the Cardinals, and it was kind of the story last night where it was good job, good effort, nice rally at the end, but not enough.
Yeah, to go back for a second, I do believe there is some type of East Coast bias because, you know, the bottom line is a lot of us don't get to see, you know, some of these West Coast teams play just simply because if you don't have, you know, Sunday ticket or whatever, you're not going to choose these games anyway, but like you don't get to watch it because it's not the allotted game. But back to the Cardinals. I feel like that first half of football is very difficult to erase from my memory. And I will say this, there's been good quarterbacks in the league who have had bad halves of football, and we're not holding it against them, but like Kyler Murray was so bad in that first half. Yeah. Like some of the throws that he made, and I'll say one of those interceptions was not on him. That was on Marvin Harrison Jr., but it still feels like a team that it feels wobbly to me. Like even when they have good stretches, it feels like a kid that's like learning to ride a bike for the first time. You're like, oh, they've had a good stretch, and then they ran into a bush. So that's how I feel about, you know, the Cardinals right now. It's like a kid who's learning to ride a bike where maybe you trust him for a few yards, but I'm not trusting him to get down the driveway.
Yeah, I get that. I will say it was nice to see Marvin Harrison Jr. get in the end zone because he's had a really disjointed start to the season. We all know, highly drafted out of Ohio State and was pretty good during his rookie season. But this was the season where he did a lot of work, you know, during the offseason and improved his body, got a lot better, and was sort of one of those breakout candidates. But he has struggled with the dropsies in a couple games. He had a huge drop last week where, I mean, the ball was right there for him to catch, and it just, you know, bounced off his chest, hit the turf, and in the first half of this game, he juggled a football that was picked off by the Seahawks, and then finally, we saw some redemption in the fourth quarter when the Cardinals were rallying, and he high-pointed that ball in the end zone. Hell of a football catch, got the tutty, and then you could almost see the relief like flowing off of him when he kneeled in the end zone. He has definitely been going through it and has felt the pressure of his name and of the expectations. I think he's going to be fine, but that's one of those storylines that we were following, and it was dicey early.
Well, I think because it's relative to expectations, right? Mm-hmm. Because he was such a game-changing player in college, and he was a first-round pick. So you expect, you know, the transition to be seamless. And sometimes it's just not, you know, especially when like Kyler Murray has his flaws, even though, you know, that pass was not on Kyler Murray. The fact was Marvin Harrison Jr. like got the ball taken away from him, which is crazy. But, you know, this is going to test, you know, his grit. And I do think it's in there somewhere. And we saw it in this very game because we've seen this with guys before who come to the league and kind of struggle. But like, remember, it's September 26th. We're not even deep into the season. He still statistically had a good rookie season. Mm-hmm. So I think there is still time for him to get things together. It's not a great offense to put up great numbers in. I will say that. But I still think there's hope for Marvin Harrison Jr. I think the haters may be wrong if we wait a year.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this morning. And, you know, for every big-time player who has a famous last name, like Marvin Harrison or like Arch Manning, I feel like we always assume that they're built for this, right? Oh, you're a Manning, or your father was a Hall of Famer in the NFL. You're built for this. But there is a flip side, which is there comes with that a tremendous amount of pressure. Now, I know Marvin Harrison was a total stud in college, but right now he's kind of been in his head. Arch has kind of been in his head. And I think that's because when you talk about these expectations are so sky high that if they falter just a little bit, then there's this avalanche of criticism like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you like your dad? Why aren't you like your cousins? You're not getting it done. And then you remember these are young kids who are trying to live up to their family names or these expectations that have been thrust in front of them. And when they falter, it's very hard for them to sort of keep their mind right and just rely on their physical talents and what they've always done. And so I kind of feel like that's what we've seen at Texas with Arch, and that's kind of what we're seeing with Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's too good to continue down this road, but I kind of think that's what's going on. And when you hear Kirk Herbstreit say, yeah, he's just, it's a mental thing with him, I think he's right.
Well, and also you've got to remember that Marvin Harrison, his quarterback was Peyton Manning, was it not? Like, he was playing in a different system. So when your quarterback is Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer, and then you look at Marvin Harrison Jr., who's catching passes from Kyler Murray for the Cardinals, which is a much worse organization, it's not apples to apples either.
Right. And then Arch is like, yeah, compare me to Peyton. He was throwing to Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison was awesome. You know, it kind of all comes together. So I think that's right, where, you know, it's different systems, it's different times, you know, offenses have evolved, and also the pressure now is completely different than it was back then because of social media, because everyone has an opinion, and if you do one thing wrong, it's constant, right? That's something that players like Marvin or Peyton or Eli just didn't have to deal with. Coming up next here on the show. All right. It is another loaded slate in college football in the NFL, but where are we putting our money? And do either of us believe in Penn State? We're going to pick six, and guys, it's Fat Bear Week. Oh, yeah. That's next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a great morning. Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Oh, there's Double D. is in the background doing work. Turn it up for me. Almost weekend, guys. That's a good thing. Coming up, before we play Javets this weekend, we will tell you our favorite plays when we pick six. Chelsea, am I the only one keeping up with Fat Bear Week? It's Fat Bear Week. Katmai National Park, 290 miles southwest of Anchorage. So each and every year, they online, Katmai National Park, post pictures of different bears. And the public can come in each week and vote on the fattest, best bear. In fact, the website says, vote for the bear who, quote, best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears. There's a lot of good contenders this year. Have you looked at this? Do you care? Do you have a favorite fat bear? I have a couple favorites I like.
I feel like this is a marketing blunder. You had such a good road and path to hook the, you know, hook the public into this, because it is fun to look at fat bears, but they didn't give them cool names.
Yeah.
Like 901, 128, 856. Give them fun names. They don't know what's going on. Give them like goofy names. Be like, this is Otis the Large. And, you know, that just puts a fun spin on it. And some of these bears that are in here, like 609, I feel like is being thrown under the bus a little bit. Okay, so she's a five-year-old bear, and she is a Fat Bear Junior Champion. She doesn't even look fat to me. She's large for her age. Maybe she is big-boned. Imagine thinking that you've lost some weight, and you're like, I'm in great shape. And then the word on the street, you find out from, you know, Bear 128, hey, did you know you're a finalist in the Fat Bear competition? Like, what the hell? I've been working on my weight. She doesn't even look fat, so I feel bad for Bear 609.
Yeah. Junior champion, not nearly fat enough. 32 Chunk, a lot of people like 32 Chunk. I don't like 32 Chunk. He was recently observed eating 42 salmon in 10 hours. Big scar across his muzzle. But here's the thing about 32 Chunk. There's a little drama here. If you look at 128 Grazer, the 2023 Fat Bear Champion, one of her cubs died because that cub was attacked by 32 Chunk. 32 Chunk attacked one of the cubs. Now, a lot of people are saying, I like 128 Grazer because she stepped up and protected her cubs against 32 Chunk. There's some drama there. Also, 602, Dark Horse, fan favorite. Reminds visitors of Homer Simpson relaxing in a pool when lounging by the river. Who can't get behind that? A lot of bears to like. I'll probably vote this week. It's a single elimination tournament. So good luck to all the bears except 432 Chunk.
Why wouldn't you name that one bear Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
Like, who's stopping you? Instead of like these stupid names, like, come on. This is 101 when it comes to PR. Make fun names. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Also, Dark Horse 503. Displaces other bears from fishing spots. That's a great skill. Big fat bear. This is my place. This is where I fish. Get out of here. So if you want to vote, you can find it online. Now let's show our skill at making some picks and loading up on some football plays.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Let's start in Stillwater. What happened this week? Mike Gundy got the boot. Do we expect the Cowboys to get it together with a new head coach, an interim head coach, in a matter of days? No. This is a terrible football team. They're taking on Baylor, and Baylor is laying 20.5 points. I am laying the number. Baylor has an experienced quarterback in Sawyer Robinson, one of the more experienced teams in college football, for that matter. Baylor has been really close this season against some solid teams. Lost to SMU in double overtime. Fell to Arizona State last week on a field goal with time running out. The Bears will take out their frustration on a Cowboys team that has quit, has nothing to play for, and it's below the key number of 21. I'm a man. I'm 51. Baylor minus 20.5 in Stillwater.
I mean, you have to take the Baylor Bears during Fat Bear Week.
Yeah.
Right? It's Fat Bear Week. That has to go in the handicap. If you want to watch that one, the Bears and Cowboys kicking off at 3:30 Eastern in Stillwater.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, for me, going to the NFL, and we're playing a total between the Chargers and the Giants. We're going to hit the under 44 in this one and bank on both these defenses to do their job. All right, so the first talking point in this one, Jackson Dart is making his first NFL career start. I think this is going to be a tall task against the Chargers defense. It's been the best at limiting explosive plays of any defense in the NFL, and they can get some pressure on Jackson Dart. I do think Jim Harbaugh is going to have a great game plan to stop whatever Jackson Dart is slinging. Then you look at the other side of the coin, you say, okay, Justin Herbert has put up some of the best numbers of any quarterback in the NFL. But listen, last week that we saw that a pass rush can get to Justin Herbert. The Broncos sacked him 5 times in that game. And if there is one redeeming quality about the Giants, it's the fact that they actually do have some good pieces on that defensive line. I think the Chargers, if they're up in this game, are just going to run the ball. That's what they've done in a lot of these games. We've seen low-scoring affairs like last week, 23-20 win over the Broncos. So under 44 is the play between the Chargers and the Giants.
Oh, I missed that one, and I like it a lot. I'm going to add that to my personal card, Chelsea. Great handicap. I'm with you there. Yeah. Cha-ching! Put it in the column. It is a 1 o'clock Eastern start at the Meadowlands on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Ole Miss. Money line. Howdy, toddy. Isn't that what they say? Ole Miss. -120 on the money line. Hosting LSU. You're looking at this. Oh, LSU getting points. They're getting a point and a half. Nah. I'm ready for old Redface to show up. Yep, Brian Kelly after the game. Red as a tomato. So upset that he lost to the Rebs. Here's the thing. Home field advantage matters in a big way in this game, and I think LSU's inability to move the ball on third down, which has been a problem for them all season long, will be an issue in this game as well. As good as LSU's defense is, they haven't been nearly as explosive on offense as they should be because they just have issues in third down situations. I think that's going to come to bear here. And also, I don't want to say stroke of luck because you never want someone to get injured, but Ole Miss found something when Austin Simmons got injured, and now Trinidad Chambliss is in the game. So they're going to go with him in this game, and he is more of a dual threat than Simmons is. So I think they found something there. I think he's going to give that Tigers defense a lot of problems. And also, Lane's daughter Landry, as we know, is dating LSU linebacker Whit Weeks. Is this legit? Is she getting intel? Whatever it is, advantage Ole Miss. I think she's already gotten some state secrets. Let's go Rebels Moneyline, -120 in Oxford.
Ah, should be a good one to watch with that added layer of SEC drama that we all know and love when it comes to Lane Kiffin, but this time it's his daughter. If you want to watch it, Tigers and Rebs meet at 3:30 Eastern in Oxford.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Back to the NFL we go for, I think, one of the best games of the weekend. I'm going to go with the Bucs getting 3.5 at home against the reigning Super Bowl champions in the Eagles. I think this is a matter of the hook matters and the points matter here. I think the Bucs can absolutely keep it close with an Eagles team that hasn't been quite as dominant as what we saw last season. I think a lot of it starts with the run game. The fact that Saquon Barkley, who averaged 5.8 yards per carry last year, is now down to 3.3 yards per carry. I am not saying that he is a broken running back. I am just saying that maybe he is not the dominant force, especially in this particular matchup, because if there's a team that's good at stopping the run, it's the Bucs. They rank second in DVOA against the run. So I think this is a great matchup for them. I think Baker Mayfield can keep it close. I think he can sling it, even if this team is playing from behind. I know Mike Evans is out, but Chris Godwin is back in for the Bucs. So let's get the Bucs getting that 3.5 against the Eagles and hope for a close game.
I am with you here. The Eagles can't win every game. And, you know, we talk about them being beat up or the Rams being beat up as well because of that physical game that they played last week. I think there's a chance that Philly could let down here. And also the Bucs just keep finding ways. The one thing I will say about Tampa Bay is that they are a gritty team that had to grind back and get that win against the Texans, that had to grind back and get that win against the Jets. Yeah, I think the hook is going to be a huge factor here. This is a good matchup for Tampa. If you want to see Jalen Hurts throw the ball, he's going to have to throw the ball this weekend because of that Bucs defense, because they're so stout against the run. I think that does give the advantage to Tampa Bay getting that 3.5. So I am with you on the Bucs. And the game kicks off at 1 o'clock Eastern at Raymond James Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Game of the weekend. This is for you, Double D. Penn State playing it at -3, -130. James Franklin, let's have a talk. You got to do this. This is it. Isn't this the biggest game for Penn State in like two decades? Isn't it? James Franklin is 1-15 all time against AP top five teams. For the love of God, Penn State needs this. They know they need it. They want this game. They've got to have it. They have the better team on paper. They are loaded offensively. They are loaded defensively. This is one of the reasons why Drew Aller came back instead of declaring for the draft. They have a chance to win the national championship. It starts tomorrow night. It's a whiteout in Happy Valley. I know a lot of people are on Oregon because of what they've shown early in the season. They have played no one. No one at all. Penn State has been vanilla, just going through the motions, sleepwalking through their schedule, saving everything for this moment. They have a dynamic backfield. That defense is all world. They have 15 starters returning. Dante Moore for Oregon is a very good quarterback. He hasn't faced anyone like this. And that Jim Knowles defense, known for mixing and matching coverages, gives him problems on Saturday night in Happy Valley. Penn State, -3, gets over the hump.
Ooh, that's a big game, and it's going to be something that I want to watch over the weekend, and a great weekend of college football. If you want to watch it, Saturday night in Happy Valley at 7:30 Eastern for the Whiteout game.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, how about we go to Sunday night football in a game that everybody is going to be talking about, revenge as a dish best served at Jerry World, and it probably is going to cost you $36 at the concession stand. I'm going to lay the 7 with the Packers here against the Cowboys just because I feel like this is the biggest mismatch of the weekend, other than maybe the Bills against the Saints. I understand this looks very square, and people are saying, okay, how much does revenge actually matter? Even if it doesn't, the Packers are still the noticeably better team coming off a loss where you know they're going to feel a little desperate here. And plus, the Cowboys have been a get-right spot for just about any offense that comes to town. The fact that the Bears put up a 31 spot on them, the Giants scored 37 points, and we've seen what Russell Wilson has done in the other games on the schedule. So I just feel like this is a great spot for the Packers offense, and the defense with Micah Parsons raring to go, feels like it's going to be a rough day for Dak Prescott, who's coming off a game that had 2 interceptions to only 1 touchdown against a Bears defense. It's not that great. So give me the Packers laying the 7 against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to watch this game. I'm staying up for this game. You know me, I'm always in bed early. But I cannot wait to see. First of all, I don't like the Cowboys at all. And secondly, I cannot wait to see Micah Parsons twitching just on the edge, waiting to go after Dak Prescott. And then there's a sack, right? He celebrates, and then what happens? Immediate cutaway to Jerry Jones in the booth going, and Mike is good. It's going to be so much fun to watch just because of this one revenge factor, just one player, but it sort of dominated the headlines in the NFL during training camp, and I don't think any of us expected him to be traded, and here he is looking as good as ever, coming back to Dallas. I mean, this is the NFL's dream. What a matchup.
Yeah, I don't think that the production crew is going to downplay this.
No.
I think we're going to hear about this a lot during Sunday Night Football. And why wouldn't you play it up? Because people love these type of storylines, especially when the person who feels slighted goes to the better team. Like, it's very similar to what we saw with Luka Doncic in Dallas going to the Lakers. So I do expect a big game from Micah Parsons. But the bottom line is just the Packers are the better team. And I like it even more, the fact that the Packers are coming off like a weird loss, because it does feel like chaos probably doesn't strike twice, you know, 2 weeks in a row for the Packers. I know there's some people who are probably on the Packers this week in Survivor hoping the very same thing. But if you're looking for other ways to play this game, I do think it's an excellent teaser leg. So we talked about my teaser earlier in the week. If you tease it down to the Packers laying just a mere point, I do think they win the game. So if you're into teasers, I think this is a great option.
Oh, man, that's a really good call. You were laying out your teaser, like you were saying a few days ago, and yeah, I'm with you, because the Packers are going to win this game. There's no way they're going into Dallas and losing this game with Micah Parsons on their defense. And also, I just think they're going to be able to take advantage of that Cowboys secondary, which has been leaky all season long. I said this earlier. I wanted Matthew Golden's receiving yardage prop opened at 36 and a hook, now sitting at 40 and a hook. So everyone's jumped over that. But I do think Jordan Love can have a lot of success here. At the very least, that teaser leg hits. Coming up next on the show, we'll have an update on the Ryder Cup, and we'll tell you how to put some money in your pocket when we hand out our best bets of the weekend. Donkster's here too. We're going to wrap up the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. We are back to wrap things up. A Friday morning good time edition on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always great to have you along with us. I'm Jinx. She is Chelsea. Man Sweats. Coming up here in mere moments, one of our best bets. Talk with the Donkster as well. But before we do any of that, how about we head to Beth Page Black?
Will it be the U.S. team?
USA! USA! USA!
Or the European team? Here's your Ryder Cup update.
Here we go. Already underway. Alternate shot format this morning. Currently, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, one up through six over John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. Ludvig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick, three up over Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley through six. Rory and Tommy Fleetwood, two up through four over Colin Morikawa and Harris English. And Xander and Patrick Cantlay, one up through three over Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland. So it's just underway at Bethpage Black, and this is just one of the reasons why we're so excited about this weekend. And I know when you're off the air, it is straight to golf.
Well, not from my choice. It's because my husband watches golf constantly. But I do think this adds to the mix of what makes a great sports day or a great sports weekend. The fact that you have like sports going from morning to night. Like, this is what makes like March Madness so great, right? Mm-hmm. Is that you're sweating bets at lunchtime. Like, this is something usually only reserved for, like, degenerate bettors who are, like, betting on, like, Korean baseball. Or, I don't know, like, the noon games on a Wednesday in Major League Baseball. So, the fact that we have, like, wire-to-wire action all weekend long, it is a great feeling.
I can't wait. I might have to go to the DMV after this. My license is up for renewal. Oh, God. I'm going to do that on a Friday. What are the chances I'll have the Ryder Cup on? Zero. Be like, oh, look, Reese Witherspoon's movie is on from 10 years ago or something. You know, have some random TV there in the corner at the DMV that nobody's watching. And I'm like, could you put on the Ryder Cup? You know they're not going to do that. What are you doing this weekend?
I feel like I'm trying to recover from, like, the lack of aura that the DMV has. I feel like we have these vibes, and then the mere mention of the DMV, you're just like, oh, one of the worst places on earth. Like, yeah. I feel like the DMV is, like, worse than hell. Like, I can't imagine hell being worse. Like, do you think that they have, like, little numbers that you have to wait?
Yes, they
wait
do.
For your term?
They do.
To, like, get into the gates of hell.
Oh,
have you been
yeah.
to hell?
Yeah,
that's
you get
what I'm
there.
Saying is they
the
need to light. Take that model from the DMV.
Yeah. The devil says, you need your license renewed. Go ahead and have a seat. You're like, I knew it. I absolutely knew it. That's the way it was going to be. Well, that's what I might do. I don't have to. I've still got a couple months, but we'll see how it goes. I might just want to get it done and then go home and watch golf, eat some breakfast, and then get ready towards the weekend, or for the weekend, I should say. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, you know they're going to have their reaction to Thursday Night Football and plenty of bets on the card for college and the NFL. We've got a lot of bets on our card, so let's get to them.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, lead the way for us.
All right, best bet of the weekend. I'm going to play an alt line because your girl has missed four bets in the last week by 1 yard. So no more of that nonsense, at least I'm hoping. All right, so what we're going to play is Bucks receiver Emeka Egbuka, 60-plus receiving yards for minus 124. Laying a little juice to, you know, get a few extra yards in our favor, but it's a good matchup this week. And I do think maybe this is, you know, the best game on the board so far for Emeka Egbuka, just because Mike Evans is out of the picture. He's going to be hurt this week. Chris Godwin does return to the game, but it's his first game back off the injured list, and I do think that they're going to take it easy for him. I don't think it's going to be a huge target share day for Chris Godwin. If you look at this number of 60, Emeka Egbuka has hit this in two or three games. The only game he didn't get it was against the Texans, and he still had seven targets. You know, the targets were there. He just didn't have, you know, that long play. And this is what we've come to expect from Emeka Egbuka. He's going to break one off. He's had a 30-plus yard reception in two of these three games. Then you look at the matchup against the Eagles, who are a tough defense. But we have seen opposing receivers, especially slot receivers, have some big days. Puka Nacua had 11 catches for 112 yards. CeeDee Lamb had 110, despite several drops in that first game of the season. So especially if you think that the Bucks are going to be playing from behind, which this line indicates, Bucks 3.5 home dogs here, I think that Baker Mayfield is going to have to sling it. And I do think Emeka Egbuka has earned his trust. Nothing but glowing reviews for Egbuka there in Tampa Bay. So let's go. Emeka Egbuka, 60-plus receiving yards against the Eagles.
Okay. I'm going to go with baseball first, and then I'll ease into my college card here. But let's start tonight. Blue Jays -1 is minus 136 hosting the Rays. Love the Blue Jays here. Going with Shane Bieber. And he has been a guy who's been a rock. We've trusted him here on this show. He was brought in for this very reason. We don't have a huge sample size, 7 starts this season, but at home, 3-1, a 3.18 ERA, backed by a lineup that does damage in Toronto. The Jays are 3rd in average, 5th in slugging, and 3rd in OPS at Rogers Center. The Rays are a bottom 10 club on the road in both slugging and OPS. And even though Adrian Hauser is very good in his own right for the Rays, I will roll with the home team. Toronto, 51-27 at home this season, 3rd best record in baseball. Let's go Blue Jays -1, and it's minus 136.
Yeah, and Shane Bieber does have postseason experience,
yeah.
And this is going to feel like a postseason game because there is a lot on the line for the Blue Jays, who are in a dead heat for the top spot in the American League East. All right, back to football we go. This one feels a little square, but I don't care. I do like it. Packers money line plus Chargers money line. So the big game of the week on Sunday Night Football, Packers on the road at the Cowboys, feels like a huge mismatch. Even if you take the revenge angle out of it, the Cowboys defense has been a get-right spot for every offense they have played so far. I don't think it's going to be different against this Packers offense that has plenty of good pieces at its disposal. Then you look at this defense with Micah Parsons, who's going to be ready to roll to get some sacks on Dak Prescott, who didn't look especially good last week, had two picks against a Bears defense that's noticeably worse than the Packers. Then we got the Chargers on the money line. It is extremely difficult to make your rookie debut in the NFL and win a game, especially against one of the best teams in the AFC. I think that's the case for Jackson Dart going against this Chargers defense, who's been solid all season long. So I'm going to go with Chargers money line, Packers money line. You parlay those together, it's minus 141. I think that's a solid play.
Very solid play. Back to baseball. We're going here before we get to Sammy P. Brewers on the money line, minus 164, hosting the Reds. A little juicy here, but I cannot not back Quinn Priester taking on Zach Littell. Quinn Priester has just been one consistent outing after another, two runs or less in six straight outings. Here is what is incredible. Milwaukee has won 19 straight games with Priester on the mound. 19 straight. The last time they lost with Priester on the mound was May the 24th. That is amazing. The Brewers also 51-27 at home this season. Brewers on the money line. College football taking Virginia tonight, +7 hosting Florida State. I think Virginia's a live dog in this game. Chandler Morris has been great at quarterback, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick this season. Trell Harris is a revelation at receiver. Cavaliers have rushed for more than 200 yards in 3 straight games. Classic look-ahead spot for Florida State, who I don't know is ready or not for this Virginia offense, which can absolutely put up points. Wahoos +7. Houston -13.5 at Oregon State. I'm going to call this a system play, even though I don't really have a system. Look, Cougars -13.5. That's the play. Cougars have advantage in completing drives. They also do a really good job of holding onto the football. Oregon State does not. The Beavers are terrible. Also, Houston 3-0 against the spread this season. Oregon State is a disaster. 0-5 against the number going back to last year. Cougars -13.5. And finally, I know Sammy P is on the other side here because I watch Sammy P all the time. Sometimes I turn down the volume. I just stare at his face and it just lulls me into a slumber. I'm like, oh, sweet dreams, Sammy P. Georgia, money line. Minus 155. If you're on Bama, fine. Denton likes Bama. I like Georgia here. I just don't see it. I don't trust Kalen DeBoer as opposed to Nick Saban, who owned Kirby Smart over the past few years. Not now. Bulldogs have all the momentum after that comeback win against Tennessee. I trust Kirby Smart with an extra week to prepare. Georgia has not lost at night, at home, since 2009. That is 16 years. They find a way. Georgia on the money line against Alabama. All right, before we find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats, we got to bring in the Dongster. Get on in here, buddy.
Good morning. I'll be having an autograph signing this weekend at Moby Dickie's in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Are we doing this again?
We've got seafood, sports, and spirits.
I know. We all know.
Go ahead, indulge yourself with my favorite order, the tuna tacos. And while everyone is watching football, you can check out the Ride Her Cup.
That's not how it's said, by the way. All right, Dongster, we need a bet.
Guardians, money line, hosting the Rangers.
Okay. Sammy P, ready to rock and roll. How you doing, buddy?
Just trying to understand what I just listened to. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Same.
Sorry.
Me every day.
Chelsea every day. She goes dead in the eyes.
You always come in with high expectations, and then you're always very
the bar
taken back
drops.
By,
yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
What do you think about?
Can we hear the flip side about this Alabama-Georgia game? I don't know if that was what you were going to ask, but I'm interested.
Oh, Bama's going to work them. Sorry, Jenks. Yeah, I got really? Bama. Roll Tide. Oh, yeah.
You think
yeah.
so?
Ty Simpson.
Roll
Ty God. Simpson Heisman.
No.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I bet some Simpson 25-1 this week. I did.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I see Denton shaking his head in agreement. Yes, yes. Bring in the money.
Oh, he's even giving us the money.
Yeah, he got the money sign, too. The old Johnny Manziel.
Look, DeBoer's been very good as a dog. Going back to Washington, they play down to the competition, but they also, as dogs, they play up to it. I think it's going to be a great game.
But right. They've been bad on the road.
Just maybe saying. This time they'll be good on the road.
Against Kirby Smart?
Mm. Side bet. I smell a side bet here. That's what I smell.
Sammy P, quickly.
I'm not in this.
You like Virginia tonight? Am
if
I wrong?
You like Virginia, I like Virginia.
Oh, God. That's not a good sign. Oh. Oh, man. I'm going to go 0-5 this weekend. All right, Sammy P, have a great show. Good to see you as always. That's going to do it for us on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, Dylan Mitchell, David Double D Dykstra, and the Donkster, I'm Michael Jenkins. Stay fit and humble. Good luck in your bets, and have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.